8:57, 71 degrees. Time for a quick check on commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out here this morning on a little bit of a weaker note. Pretty quiet overall. Of course, some rain moving through the Corn Belt over the weekend. Had a little over 4 inches of rain here in Bloomington, so harvest is kind of a standstill. Southern Illinois still going in some spots, but really from Bloomington north on the way to the western Corn Belt, it's awful wet. Expected to be that way here as we move through the middle of the week, so it looks like harvest delays are going to continue, especially in the western Corn Belt where they just have a hard, especially Iowa and north, just not much been done at this point. Looks like that's going to continue here this week. We do have a crop report on Thursday morning. USDA will update production, ending stocks. It looks like the market is expecting about a half a bushel per acre increase in both the corn and soybean yields, so big crops continue to get bigger according to the analyst expectations. We do have a little bit of a weaker market here. We have D's corn at 365, down 3 1/4. March corn 377 and a quarter, down 3. May corn 384 and a quarter, that's down 2 3/4. November soybeans 866 and a half, down 2 1/2. Jan soybeans at 879 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. March at 891, down 3 1/4. December Chicago wheat at 514, that's down 7. March wheat at 533 and 3/4, down 6 1/2. Out in Kansas City, D's Kansas City wheat at 517, down 7 1/4. Livestock markets are mixed here. October cattle 113.10, down 70. December 117.40, down 75. October feeders 156.82, down 95. October hogs 68.87, up 67. December hogs 57.50, that's down 5. Not much other news here today, Brian. The markets, obviously the USDA closed here today being Columbus Day, so export inspections, crop progress are both delayed till tomorrow, and of course, very little money movement today as well, so most of the banks are closed as well. So pretty quiet in that regard, a little lower here to start the week.
All right, Aaron, thanks for the update.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday. And a change in the weather pattern coming a bit later this week. Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny today, a high of 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Partly cloudy again tomorrow with a high of 86. Then a front comes through Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high is 78 degrees with showers and thunderstorms likely. But then by Thursday, we'll have highs just in the upper 50s. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.